former Congressman Pete Hoekstra. He's running for the United States Senate seat currently held by Debbie Stabenow. Congressman, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thank you. Good morning.
You're touring the state, aren't you?
I toured the state last week, and we will again be touring various parts of it today or this week. I'll be with Governor Romney at a few stops today. So, yeah, it's going to be a good week.
What do you tell folks who say they have some challenges with Governor Romney because he didn't support the auto bailout?
Well, I think that when you really take a look at it, Governor Romney very much supported going through a managed bankruptcy. He just didn't think that the federal government should be the one providing the backstop, and realizing that when the federal government provided the backstop, it actually allowed for some of the mischief that was created by the Obama administration as they went through bankruptcy, putting the unions ahead of the bondholders, unilaterally going through and terminating the relationships with thousands of dealers across the country. That if you had gone through a managed bankruptcy, or at least followed the rules of the managed bankruptcy, we wouldn't have had some of those types of things occur. So the real argument is whether the discussion is not is about whether, you know, there would have been money in the private sector. But the big thing here is I think everybody's looking forward.
Do you think that bankruptcy would have been, do you think the private sector would have got involved? We're talking a lot of jobs, and it's turned out that helping the auto industry is has allowed them to get on their own feet.
It's allowed them to get on their own feet. It has it's saved a lot of jobs. It's cost the U.S. taxpayers a significant, may end up costing the American taxpayers a significant amount of money. I think the bottom line is we are all very thankful that the auto industry is bouncing back, that they're producing cars now that the American people want to buy, that they're competing more effectively with foreign competition. Now let's make sure that we create an environment where these companies can continue to be successful.
Right. Did you support the auto bailout?
I did support the auto bailout. I voted for TARP, which is where the funding came from. So, you know, I did support the auto bailout. I do have concerns with some of the decisions that were made as we went through the auto bailout. But no, I supported the auto bailout.
Let's talk about Debbie Stabenow. You believe she is not handling the way we need to protect our country in a positive manner, especially when it comes to intelligence.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's been a lot of discussion in the last 2, 3, 4 weeks about these leaks that have been coming out of Washington. We're not exactly sure what the source is. There's been a call now for a special prosecutor, a special counsel to take a look and determine where these leaks came from and to hopefully, you know, create a clear precedent that leakers will be held accountable. These leaks, whether it's the leak about the new technology coming out of Al-Qaeda in Yemen, whether it's about the doctor who helped us in Pakistan, or whether it's about the Stuxnet virus that was used against the nuclear program in Iran, these have all severely damaged Americans' capability and credibility around the world. We will pay a price for these leaks. Those who leak this information should be held accountable.
Where has Debbie Stabenow come up short in this?
Well, she's not had a voice on this. There have been people on both sides of the aisle, I believe, who have asked for a special counsel. Debbie Stabenow is not talking about this at all, about this issue at all. I know that this election is going to be primarily focused on jobs, the economy, creating an environment where we can put people, where people will go back to work, where we can pay down our debt, where we can balance the budget and those types of things. But national security is a primary responsibility of the federal government. The Senate is the place where where people's voices can be heard. She should be at the front of the line saying, let's get to a special counsel. Let's make sure that these leaks stop. National foreign policy is an important issue, and it's an important issue for a senator.
In a story in MLive.com, Mark Brewer, the head of the Michigan Democratic Party,
has made it a practice to hammer your work in Washington, D.C. Clark Durant also has done the same thing, and they have a problem with the money you made, almost $475,000 with Dickstein Shapiro since January of 2011. What do you think about that?
Well, the I've had the opportunity to go to work on counseling and consulting with businesses, many of them who want to increase their sales overseas. My background is very straightforward. I've got an MBA. I worked for one of the for a company that was widely recognized around the world for its management practices, its design innovation. I have a phenomenal background in foreign affairs, foreign policy. I've traveled to much of the world, and companies have looked at that and say, you know what, we want to expand our business overseas. Pete Hoekstra is the kind of guy that has the background that can talk to us about how we might expand the sale of our products and services overseas. You know, I'm working with these companies to help create American jobs by exports. I think that's actually a pretty good thing. If Clark Durant and Mark Brewer have a problem with, creating American jobs through exports, through foreign sales, they can explain to voters why that's a bad thing. I think the companies that we've had the opportunity to work with are excited about the opportunities that they see overseas and the opportunities that they see to grow their business here in the United States. I thought, I'm not going to get into an argument with Mark Brewer. I'm not going to get into an argument with Clark Durant. We know what this is about.
What is it about? What is it about, Congressman?
Well, I think it's from my perspective, it's taking a shot at Pete Hoekstra whenever they can, and without looking at any of the facts. Have Mark Brewer explain what this is about. Helping companies create exports so that we can create more American jobs is not appropriate. That's what I've done.
Yeah, and this is an issue that has come up with Mitt Romney about how much somebody makes, and that's brought up, and it seems to be a tactic that's brought up by the Democratic Party quite frequently.
Well, I mean, that's something for Mark Brewer to explain. I'm not going to get into that. People have employed me to help them grow their business, and they see that they're getting value for the advice and the background and the insights that I give them into foreign markets. And, that's it. And so, I've got a 30-year professional background with an MBA. I was a vice president at a Fortune 500 company. So those are tremendous insights and enables me to provide help for companies who want to grow their business.
All right. There are more than 70,000 high-tech, great-paying jobs, which obviously would put a lot of tax money into the state's coffers, which would affect us on a positive note here. What can you do? What would you do as United States Senator to help us find people for those jobs, to find the training for those jobs? And there are folks who are saying they'd like to have the training, but they can't afford it. They need help financially. How can you help?
Well, what we can do, there are a tremendous number of ways already where individuals can get assistance either through federal government student loans, where they can get assistance through the companies where they can train, or where states will have the ability to put together training programs, working with community colleges and these types of things to be able to develop the workforce that a state sees the opportunities in. I think what you need to do in a lot of these areas, I think when we were, when we counted the numbers of education programs that are out there, it's like over 500 to 600 different education programs. What we need to do is we need to consolidate that money, make sure that it gets to these individuals, or make sure that it gets to the companies so that they can provide the training necessary. And I think a lot of times what eats away at these programs are the bureaucracies, the reporting, so that money may be allocated, but it just doesn't get and filter into the right place. Streamline this process. The most effective place to do job training is at the state level, is to do it at the local level, so that the needs at the local level can be matched to the workforce, and that we can upgrade the workforce to meet the requirements that companies may have. Streamline this process, move the decision-making back to the state level, back to the local level, and we will be in a better position to match workers to the jobs that are available.
Gary Glenn is a candidate who's also running against you in the August 7 Republican primary, and he noted that you were one of only a dozen members to vote against a flag desecration amendment when it came up in 2005. I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to that.
Sure. I mean, I think that, you know, this is about, you know, from my perspective, it's always been an issue of freedom of speech. Hey, I despise people in the action of desecrating the flag. That doesn't mean that every action that Pete Hoekstra thinks is a bad idea deserves a constitutional amendment. I can only imagine the other number of amendments that we will pass, that we would pass or would start debating in Washington, D.C., based on that criteria. Burning the flag is a terrible, despicable act. If that flag is the flag that was carried by the troops that liberated my parents from 5 years of Nazi occupation in the Netherlands. But the flag is a strong symbol for freedom of speech. And so that is why consistently, not only in 2005, but throughout my entire career, I voted to preserve that freedom and that freedom of speech.
Congressman, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much. We look forward to the opportunity to talk with you again.
Hey, great. Thank you. Have a great day.